What's said outside of these walls really has no bearing on our attitude. It shouldn't have a bearing on our attitude and how we come to work. We can't let other people's opinions about us, sway our character, deter us from coming to work each day and working hard and playing for one another. We just have to go out there and execute. I've been saying that every week, but really when you run our defense, we don't have a lot of calls. I think that's pretty much well known. Our defense is simple, so we have to go out there and we have to execute what the coaches call. And the one thing about our defense is everybody has to be on the same page and everybody has to execute on that play, or it could be a potential disaster, as we've seen in the last couple of weeks. I don't know if angry is the right word, but he's fired up, as he should be. I think everybody's fired up. We don't like the spot to run. Particularly after the last two performances, everybody should be fired up. But within that, we have to control that, and we have to make sure that we're not pointing a finger at each other. And then when we're not pointing a finger at each other, we still have to make sure that each guy is taking accountability, coaches included. So everyone needs to just make sure that they're taking personal accountability for their job, sticking together, and bringing good energy to work day in and day out. I think that would be awesome, if we got out to a fast start. That's one of the keys that I think of winning a football game is getting off to a fast start and letting your opponent that you know that you came to play. But particularly because the spot that we're in right now, 3-6, we haven't won a game at home. So we need to come out and we need to be ready from the opening kickoff and really try to win our fans back, make sure that they get involved in the game because we're going to need them. Because Minnesota's a good football team and they're not just going to lay down for us. They could smell blood and water, so we need to make sure that we're ready from the opening whistle. He's in a tough spot right now, and I hope the best for him. I hope everything works out as it should. But we have to play the players that they have, and just because they don't have Adrian Peterson out there doesn't mean that they're going to go out there and lay down. They still have a lot of talented guys on their team who can get the ball in the end zone, so we got to make sure that we prepare for the A game.